I'm Pat Delaney. I'm a doorman, or was a doorman, at the Cavern Club from 1960 to 1973. I saw the start and the ultimate rise to fame of the Beatles. I was standing outside the Cavern door on this particular evening, March 21st, 1961, in a gaunt canyon-like street called Matthew Street. Coming down the street is this figure, tall, slim, hair down to his shoulders. I was not too mind with the little men. And he walked over to me. I said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm George Harrison." "George Harrison? What's that supposed to mean?" He said, "I'm with the Beatles." So I let him in because I'd told that this group, the Beatles, would be playing there that night. About 5-10 minutes later, John Lennon and Paul McCartney come down, see, carrying John Lennon carrying a guitar case. And about 15 minutes later, a taxi comes down the street, and this chap gets out, looking pretty smart. "Pete Best," he said, "he was with the Beatles." He takes drum kits, stands out at the back of the taxi, pays the taxi cab driver, and carts all the stuff downstairs. And that's when the Beatles, the first appearance of the Cavern Club, as I knew it, as a doorman. It was a place you wouldn't go down. It's a place certainly I wouldn't go down if I had anywhere else to go. You go down 14 steps into it, this dark, gloomy, dank, smelly cellar. On a full house, you'd go down to the bottom of the steps, and the first thing that would hit you would searing heat. You know, the steamy heat, and you would feel it. And the fire engines would come. You'd see from the top of Matthew Street, you'd see the steam coming out the door, and they'd think it was the fire. The concrete floor was always ringing wet, always wet. Like every fan, especially the girls, they'd like to preen themselves, but there was no room in the ladies. There were about 4 or 5 girls, and it was full. So there's no room down there. They'd be doing it while in the queue. But the hair was only stiff with this lacquer for about half an hour, something like that, and then it was just hanging. It didn't care then, because the heroes were on stage, and they were swooning. And sometimes it was so packed, anybody that fainted wouldn't fall down because we're held up by the crowd. When the Beatles were on stage, of course, we'd be on the door. But I never liked the music to begin with because it seemed to be so tinny and twangy, you know. But the first one they recorded, Love Me Do, I didn't think it was going anywhere. Other groups had made records, so the Beatles were just another group. And but gradually it began to climb. And then took off. It was then that I realised that there was something there, that they were going somewhere, you know, and being booked out. And then next thing they're going to America, you know, and I thought, this is it, they're on the way. They're good lads. That's when we're really getting on well together, you know. But at the beginning, it was a bit dodgy because to me they were poor scruffs, you know. I was sorry to see them go. But at the same time, they're out playing all over the world. You say, I knew them. And every time they're on telly, look, they were nothing yesterday. They couldn't even afford a couple of coppers between themselves. Look at them now. From the dust rose the phoenix. It was fantastic.